You're listening to SBS News.
Southeast Queensland is enduring its worst flooding in a decade, and the weather forecast is ominous. Dangerous thunderstorms triggering life-threatening floods. The natural disaster has already killed 9 people in Queensland, and Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the threat needs to be taken seriously.
The Bureau has advised us they can be life-threatening thunderstorms, and it's going to be continuous for the next 24 to 48 hours. So the safest place for people is at home, off the roads.
More than 17,000 homes and businesses have been inundated, and large parts of the region remain underwater. In New South Wales, the disastrous floods have killed at least 4 people, and about 500,000 have been told to evacuate their homes. Premier Dominic Perrottet says people must respond appropriately.
If you are subject to one of those evacuation orders, please get out. Those instructions are not there for the sake of it. They're there to keep you and your family safe.
One of the areas underwater in New South Wales is the coastal town of Ballina, where the State Emergency Service estimates at least 6,000 properties have been affected. Mayor of Ballina Shire Council, Sharon Cadwallader, told SBS News phone reception is patchy and the internet is down. She says that's made it even more challenging to check on vulnerable people.
I was just lucky I had a map here, an old hard copy map. I was able to look up some addresses because I rely on Google Maps. We all have become so reliant on our communications.
Some of the homes and businesses in Ballina are uninsured. Flood insurance is sometimes not on offer in flood-prone areas of Australia, and when it is available, the cost of premiums can be prohibitive. Mayor Cadwallader says Australia needs an insurance scheme administered by government so people in flood-prone areas can protect their assets and rebuild after flood disasters.
I believe we need a government or a government setup so that people can get affordable insurance, because once you've been declared a flood zone, you cannot get flood insurance. And if you can get it, it's too expensive, it's prohibitive. We've seen businesses just uninsured all over the place because of the cost. Homes are in the same situation. $15,000 a year to insure a business. People don't have that sort of money.
Grants of up to $75,000 are to be made available to primary producers in New South Wales, while small businesses can receive up to $50,000. The grants are part of a joint funding package from the Commonwealth and New South Wales governments, which applies to 17 local government areas. $210 million is being promised to assist with the clean-up, $1 million is available to councils, and $6.5 million will provide community recovery offices. The federal government says the money is in addition to disaster payments already available to flood victims. It says it stands ready to provide similar financial help to victims of the flooding in Queensland once a request is received from the Queensland Premier. Greg Dyett, SBS News.